Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I've been trying to do it. I don't want to hit everybody over the head with Christmas. But
why
we,
not, man?
we eight days away.
Yeah.
Also, happy Hanukkah to those who are. I think we're day two of Hanukkah, or
something
is it day
like
one?
That, yeah.
Did I mess something up there?
Yeah, it might be two or three. But yeah, so I tried to throw a little Christmas something in the mixtape a little bit. So let me get my Christmas music right there.
All right. We just go back to the.
I'm gonna just keep going. I ain't gonna switch it up, man. this is the perfect instrumental, man, for Christmas. But Top 10 worst Christmas movies according to Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You can send them in 713-572-4610. I'm gonna start from 10. I want y'all to react to it. Let me know what should be on the list, what shouldn't be on the list. And Rotten Tomatoes, for number 10, they got a movie called Unaccompanied Minors. Now, I had to look this movie up.
I might have to look a lot of these.
It feels like Unaccompanied Minors. It sounds like they took the premise of Home Alone. We're just like, well, let's steal that and do it kind of different.
This movie came out in 2006.
Oh, yeah. I know what's happening.
Yeah, I looked it up, and some of the actors I see in this is Quinn Shepard, Dylan Christopher, Tyler James Williams.
Tyler James Williams.
Yeah, it's a couple people in here. This looked like one of those, kind of real. I can't explain it. I'm just kind of looking on the outside. I never heard of this movie.
Oh, it has the kid from Bad Santa. That's the kid. He's a little older.
Okay. All right.
It looks bad.
Yeah. So that's coming in at number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 9. Now, this one, I don't know if this is revisionist history, but this movie keep popping up a lot now. People keep saying, it was never that bad, but Home Alone 3.
Never saw it. I saw the first two.
Home Alone 3. And I remember as a kid when this came out, because I told you I'm a big Home Alone fan. Mm-hmm. And I was super excited when this movie came out. I think this came out in 97. Mm-hmm. So me being young, I'm thinking like, oh, it got to be Macaulay Culkin in there.
Yeah.
Not realizing he probably a grown-ass man at that point and probably don't care about that franchise like that. And I remember watching this movie. I was so disappointed, man. I thought it was so corny.
From the 8 through 2, Home Alone 3 and 4?
Brother,
they made a 4?
I think it's like 5 or 6 of them, to be honest.
What? Today I have learned, because I would have never. What?
One day I was scrolling, I went past ABC Family, and you know how they always had them cheesy movies and stuff?
Yeah.
It was like a Home Alone 5. I'm like, what?
Yes.
At some point, we got
to
stop leaving.
This has
got
to be straight to DVD or straight to streaming at this point.
As you're saying these, I'm on Rotten Tomatoes, and I keep looking them up. 36%. Home Alone 3.
Wow, they got a third of the people to say that this was good enough to watch, huh?
A lot of people.
Oh, that's awful.
But see, a lot of people lately been talking about, oh, it wasn't that bad of a movie.
Yeah, well.
Yes, it was compared to 1 and 2.
Yes.
Like, nah, and this movie came out in theaters, too.
Yeah.
So, nah, I wasn't really rocking with this one. Number 7, The Nutcracker in 3D.
Wow.
In 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what a time in life that we lived when they were like, everything needs to be in 3D. I don't need.
Did you wear those little glasses with the red and blue?
Well, yeah. I didn't see this film with it, but I've done that a couple of times in my life.
Oh, my gosh. 28%.
Audience meter.
audience
you look at the tomato meter.
Tomato meter is 0%.
If I can give you one of my confessions is, it irks me to no end that people do not understand what the Rotten Tomatoes meter means.
Yeah.
It does not mean that this is not a judgment call where it's like, this is 0% bad. 0%, like it's either fresh or rotten based off of, does it get a positive review or a negative review? And the percentage of positive reviews is that percentage meter.
And this one,
so
zero
means you couldn't get any, like, not any of the big time critics, not no small time critics, internet critics. Nobody was like, this kind of, it's good enough. Everybody was like, nah, stay away.
Yeah. All right. Number 6, Surviving Christmas. That came out in 2004.
I may have seen this one. I'm going to look it up. Yeah, I think I have seen this one. Nope, that's wrong one. But not good.
That Surviving Christmas sounds like a movie I wouldn't even go watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Number 5, Deck the Halls.
I know I've seen this.
Yeah, one. I heard of this one. I really ain't hear anybody saying this was one of the worst Christmas movies.
Danny DeVito. That's
Danny DeVito, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And number 4, Christmas with the Cranks.
That one has actually become kind of a cult. I don't like it. Kind of a cult favorite, maybe one of those traditional type things.
You know what I've realized? Yeah. Every time the season rolls around and I forget it immediately after, I really don't be watching that many Christmas-specific movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We watch them all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same ones every year.
Yeah, I think it gets to that point. Mm-hmm. What about this one coming in? Number 3, Jingle All the Way 2.
Oh, there was a second one?
You got me on that one.
Man,
you're going to have to watch it now.
No, I don't.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
This is kind of like in the same category of the movie Belly, mm-hmm. when they had Belly 2.
They have a Belly 2?
Yeah.
Who decided to watch that?
Yeah, with Game, the rapper Game is in it.
Yeah.
Number 2, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Ain't no way.
That was in 1964.
You know what?
That was in 1964, yeah.
That sounds bad enough like to where it's that. Actually good. Like, that feels like one where you just put it on and let's all talk that about
sound,
how bad
that sounds innovative.
Yes. Yeah.
1964?
Right.
Yeah, I want to see this. And coming in number 1, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. And that came out in 2014.
Wow. Saving Christmas 2014. I got one on the Bat phone that I never heard before. It was called Fat Man. And it has Mel Gibson as Santa Claus, and on the the poster, he's holding like a gun, like he's got the gun pointing.
Oh, they made it like an action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said Die Hard because it's not a Christmas movie. Hey, take that argument elsewhere. I don't got it for you.
Yeah,
I do not got it for you.
That's the evergreen argument around this time of the year.
Now, the person I do have smoke for from the 832, Jingle All the Way. Hey, no, you are not going to come from Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jingle All the Way. That's a good movie. I'll fight behind that.
Yeah, keep sending them in, 713-572-4610. As I continue the mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, so a Christmas parade happened in Louisiana, and I want to put y'all to the test. We're going to do a multiple choice.
Okay.
Multiple choice test right here. What kind of Christmas theme do you think they had in Louisiana? What do you think was the
New
theme?
Orleans?
The theme, yeah.
Christmas theme.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Okay.
Is it A, Mardi Gras theme?
Okay, mm-hmm. Mardi Gras, yes.
B, Cajun theme?
Okay.
Or C, redneck theme?
Well, the redneck just seems to be calling me.
Sure about that?
I'm going to choose what I want it to be. And I want it to be Cajun Christmas because that just sounds delicious.
Too. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds delicious as hell, man.
Cajun Christmas. That's what I'm going with.
And that's us, Bakkenville, Louisiana, redneck Christmas parade. People behind me are throwing ramen noodles and toilet paper and some Conjurers, I think.
Conjurers through the years have been the most favorite thing for people to receive.
They're throwing plungers?
They're throwing plungers. They got like a porta potty with a Santa Claus in it.
I didn't realize ramen noodles was a redneck thing.
Yeah.
Have we been culturally appropriating all these things?
I guess I'm a redneck. Yeah. I grew up a redneck.
Did not realize that.
Yeah,
so Claus is on an old couch in the front yard.
Was it Jeff Foxworthy? Yeah. You might be a redneck if you eat ramen noodles. Yeah, okay, all right. Redneck Christmas, huh?
I kind of want to see some clips now.
Yeah. I'll send you the clip to kind of show you exactly what they had going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There we go.
There it is.
As I continue the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, remember in Confessions, I was talking about Instagram being on being installed on TVs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is kind of when I said we kind of heading there now. I think we are pretty much there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but they are officially having the TikTok Awards. The TikTok Awards is tomorrow.
Like of TikToks, like of posts.
Sure.
It's an award show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they having the TikTok award show. I think Ciara is performing there. Hmm. They gonna have presenters presenting awards.
Yeah.
So I got the list of awards they have.
Okay.
And this is, I think, and by the way, it's streaming on TikTok and Tubi.
Okay.
So you could pull up TikTok on the TV or Tubi on the TV and watch the TikTok awards. But some of the different awards they have is the Video of the Year.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, they got the Breakthrough Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
cool. Okay, very good.
They got the Okay Slay Award.
Okay.
So
sure, is that like for TikTok baddies? Is that what we're doing here?
This is for like beauty, like creating the beauty trends and all that type of stuff. They got the I Was Today Years Old Award.
Oh, God.
For the thing that you learned on the TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yep, they got the Immediately Added to the Cart Award.
Okay, it's for the purchase.
Most popular, I guess,
TikTok, item. Because they do have the TikTok shop thing,
they have a
right?
shop don't there. You can actually purchase stuff on
Why
there.
Why do I know so much about
you
this?
You know a lot about this.
You got the TikTok?
I do not. I put my foot down very quickly when that started, and I was like, that is a time sink, and I don't want to do that. And Instagram was like, don't worry, I got it for you.
Yeah.
And then they got the CapCut Creator of the Year. I think I should fall in that one.
That's actually pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I should fall in that one. And that recognized the create excellence using CapCut editing tools.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because my theory on award shows, you heard me when we were talking about the ESPYs around that time of year. I just feel like award shows exist for creative mediums where you kind of need that, you know, you need that judging, that larger judging pool to determine value. It doesn't make sense for sports. I think in theory it makes sense for TikToks. I just don't understand. Like it,
I'm kind of curious. It feels like we're taking. Go.
I don't like the theory of making TikTok into more of, hey, this is a show. Like we're gonna continue to make this into a show because it feels like it's better as a social medium, as it's still feeling peer to peer. And it feels like this award pushes it even further towards like, nah, man, you got the people who are making and the people who are watching.
But it's about growth too, and I think that's what they're looking at, kind of growing the platform, growing the, I guess the platforms that they can use it on.
I guess so. Yeah. I say all that while also not caring one lick about one way or the other. So,
yeah. And then by the way, the last one they got on here is the Live Creator of the Year. So people who thrive on being on TikTok Live.
And the other thing about this that's funny is, most people are not going to know any of these people at all. They're not going to know them. They would maybe see the TikTok or see the, you know, the thing, but they're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, that's a funny. That's also a thing that I hadn't thought about until you just mentioned it. TikTok and Instagram Reels and all these things, like they thrive on an algorithm that gives you directly, specifically what you want. Mm-hmm. Award shows are seemingly about like something closer to monoculture, like
right,
things that we all know. Yeah. It's such a antithetical thing to what TikTok is I give you specifically what you want to see and things that you like. And this award show is just, it's so weird taking this thing that is so new age and trying to fit it in an old school box. It's dumb. Yeah. It's dumb in my brain.
Yeah, and kind of not really related to this, but kind of a farewell. I don't know if you guys saw this. I think this just kind of came down from the AP. The Oscars will move to YouTube in 2029, leaving the longtime home of ABC.
Makes sense. Probably a good move, too, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind to me. It's kind of with me repeating how we are here, pretty much.
Yeah,
like everything going to some type of streaming service or anything like that. And YouTube, I mean, say what you want, YouTube is up there with the big dogs, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just makes sense.
They streaming games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of makes sense. I it's kind of shocking that they're leaving ABC too. Because I feel like you will probably do both.
Yeah.
And maybe they will do both before 2029.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, dang, you just cutting out the regular TV.
Yeah, but this used to be one of those big things that, you know, ABC builds around, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, sports dominates everything. And now it's becoming even more so that sports is the only thing that moors to, like, even television in general to it. But When the big broadcasters are giving up the what used to be tent poles in the seasons, that feels like a big uh-oh moment in the way that all of this. It feels like we're knocking everything over, basically.
Yeah, because like the one thing I thought about was Super Bowl, because Super Bowl is always on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's going to ever get to a point where.
Oh, don't wonder. It will. It will.
I think the question is when.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the Oscars, and it says it, I just looked it up while you were talking, streaming free worldwide, that's going to be probably a bigger audience on YouTube than it would be on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy times,
man. Isn't that nuts?
Okay. That's crazy. That's the Oscars, too, man.
Well, and people are going to be saying, that's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
The day is coming.
Nothing is too big to not be moved to the streaming. And the thing that I keep thinking about is, I'm going to be so mad when I'm watching the Super Bowl and it start buffering. I was starting to get mad. I was starting to get mad watching the Rockets game on Monday, and Peacock started buffering
Amazon
down the stretch.
Amazon is the worst.
Amazon does it too.
Yeah,
yeah. We gotta get that together, friends. We gotta get that together. All right, that's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday, right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, it's some people from a city that hosts an AFC team. And they're talking pretty big. Are they wildin'? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.